ever hit that track package button, practically willing that delivery truck to your door?
Yeah.
It's like we're all obsessed with speed these days.
It's true.
And that brings us to today's deep dive, Hazel's Expedited Freight.
Okay.
We're going full internet detective mode, using their website as our clue board.
I like it.
To figure out what Hazel's is all about, what they offer, who they serve, the whole picture.
It's amazing how much you can learn from a company's website these days, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, it's a storefront. Yeah. It's a window into how they see themselves.
Right. And in today's business world, speed, well, it's everything.
Oh, for sure. Efficiency, everything, yeah.
Nobody wants delays. Delays cost money, missed deadlines.
Yep.
So Hazel's, they're positioning themselves as this long-standing leader in expedited freight. They even boast a fleet that's on call and ready to ship 24/7, 365.
Wow.
That's a pretty big claim.
Yeah, it speaks to that, I think, just constantly needing to meet those urgent demands.
Right.
No matter when they come up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So how do they move all this stuff? Their equipment list is impressive. They've got everything from those massive tractor trailers you see on the highway to, get this, pickup trucks.
Oh, interesting.
What do you make of that kind of variety?
It seems like they're really trying to hit a lot of different needs.
Yeah.
A lot of different industries. The smaller vehicles, I'm thinking like urban deliveries.
Makes sense.
Where it would be impossible to get like a huge truck in there.
Oh, absolutely.
But then you mentioned the gooseneck trailers, and those have removable necks, which makes me think.
Those are for the heavy stuff, right?
Yeah.
Oversized cargo, that kind of thing.
Exactly. So you're thinking like construction equipment, some kind of specialized machinery.
Yeah, yeah.
Even maybe big art installations.
That's a good point.
Things that just wouldn't fit in a regular truck.
And here's a detail I found interesting. Several vehicle types are listed as 8 foot 6 inches wide. Mm. Why would that specific measurement matter so much?
Huh. That is a good catch.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if it's about the items they're transporting.
Okay.
Like maybe there's some kind of dimensional requirement.
Yeah.
Maybe their clients often work with building materials and that's just a standard size.
Right.
Or maybe, I don't know, maybe it's about certain roadways or tunnels.
Oh, restrictions.
That they know they can get through with that specific width.
Interesting. So they've thought about those logistical headaches.
Yeah.
And that's a selling point.
Right, exactly.
Sure.
Yeah, like they've already solved the problem before you even know it's a problem.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about their services.
Okay.
I mean, they really use those, like, action words.
They do, yeah. It's very active language.
Very active.
Yeah.
Direct, dock-to-dock, hotshot service.
It does have a good, a good rhythm to it.
It does. When you see those terms, what does that tell you?
Speed, I'm thinking directness. They're cutting out any unnecessary steps.
Right.
And hotshot always makes me think dedicated, time-sensitive.
Yeah.
Probably smaller shipments where every minute counts.
Right. Exactly. And then, this is interesting, logistics brokerage. And it's handled through their sister company, Titan Logistics Solutions.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes me think, what's the strategy there?
Well, they're definitely broadening their scope.
Okay.
With brokerage, it's almost like they're a middleman.
Right.
They're connecting clients to the right carriers, whatever they need.
So even if Hazel's doesn't physically move it, they can still oversee it.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Manage it through this network.
It's like a one-stop shop for all your shipping needs.
It is.
Ooh, yeah.
And for businesses that maybe don't know all the ins and outs of shipping routes or regulations, that's huge.
Yeah.
To have someone else handle that.
Absolutely. And just when you think you've got them figured out, there's premium service.
Okay.
But they don't really go into detail on the website about what that is.
Right.
What do you think elevates something to premium in this world?
I'm thinking it's got to be those added layers of service.
Okay.
I mean, dedicated point-to-point delivery. Guaranteed arrival times.
Okay, yeah.
Specialized handling, maybe, for sensitive cargo.
Sure.
Proactive communication.
Keeping you updated.
Yeah, just exceeding expectations.
Right. So we've got the speed, we've got the strategy, now we've got this premium touch.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more? They also offer heavy haul.
Of course, going back to those trailers.
Exactly. And heavy haul, I mean, it's not just about having the right equipment, right?
Right. You've got to think permits, special routes, maybe even escorts.
Oh, wow.
Depending on how big the cargo is.
So they're problem solvers.
Yeah, for sure.
It's more than just driving.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, to top it all off, air freight.
Wow, covering all the bases.
They really do.
Yeah.
And one thing I noticed, they're TSA approved.
Oh, that's important.
For air freight, which means they've met those security requirements.
Which for businesses, especially if you're shipping anything valuable or sensitive, that's essential.
And then to round it all out, they even offer warehousing and distribution.
Oh, wow.
So they're not just taking it from point A to point B.
Right.
They're potentially storing it.
Yeah, it's that whole trend of businesses wanting someone to handle the entire chain.
The whole thing.
Not just one piece.
It's like they're a logistical Swiss Army knife.
They really are. Yeah. That kind of integration, that efficiency, that's got to be a game changer for a lot of businesses.
Oh, for sure. For sure. But for as much info as their website gives, there are still some questions.
Oh, really? Like what?
Like we've only found a few pieces of the puzzle.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so they talk about safety and permits, but I'm curious with the heavy haul specifically. What are the challenges they're helping these clients overcome?
Yeah, it's easy to forget how complicated it is to move something that big.
Right.
So you've got to think, they're planning out the whole route. They're working with local authorities to get permits.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Maybe even police escorts.
Wow.
Depending on what it is.
So much goes into it.
Yeah.
And you know me, I love a good origin story.
Okay.
Any guesses where the name Hazel comes from?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe it's a play on... like the hazelnut tree.
Okay.
You know, strong, resilient, or maybe, I don't know, maybe there's a founder named Hazel out there somewhere.
Right, with a dream.
Exactly.
It's always fun to find out the story behind the name.
It is.
So we've learned a lot about Hazel's expedited freight today. They're fast, they're reliable, they seem to offer everything.
They do.
And they seem to really care about doing things right.
Yeah, they've positioned themselves really well in a world where speed and agility are so important.
Absolutely. And it's easy to forget about all the work that goes into getting us what we need when we need it.
It's true. We take it for granted.
Hazel's expedited freight, they're out there making it happen.